Welcome to Professor Show for our series, Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. In this series, Dr. Rob will share his expertise as a clinical and forensic psychologist by providing tools and new perspectives to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Hi, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Great. So I was just wanting to jump right in on this. I have a really interesting topic. I have my own theory on this. So I'm really interested to get your thoughts.
Perfect. And then we can discuss our thoughts.
Yes.
And we can see where that takes us.
Perfect.
By the way, we can discuss.
Yes.
But we already know I'm right. So we can just end it at that point.
We'll see about that. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so the topic is, why are some people so successful? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think they just picked the winning lottery ticket, and that's it.
Yeah, if it was that easy, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know the winning lottery numbers, and that's it. So, no. Part of it is, here's the thing about success, is, you know, and I've talked about this in some of the other shows, is success, we have to define what success is. So we have to know what success is, because success is measured in so many different ways. So now, you know, I bet a lot of your listeners will equate success to a certain level of financial success. And that's a type of success. And for the purposes of this show, you know, that's probably what a lot of it is. But for instance, if you're someone who's a fourth grade teacher, your measure of success is, hey, how many of my students, you know, learned a particular topic, or test scores, or something to that effect. So in that sense, there's sort of a non-monetary
right.
type of success. And then here's another thing, is there's this term that people use. It's a four-letter word. Okay.
Okay.
So you might have to bleep this out, because it's a really bad word. Okay. The word is best. 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 Okay.
Best.
It's a horrible word. So the thing is, there's no way to there you need to define what best is. You see, there are some things where best is measured. You know, is best is measured in quality. There's
right.
other things where best is measured in quantity. So,
right.
so here's the thing. So for instance, take McDonald's for instance. God help you if you think they have the best hamburgers. Okay, but their best is measured in quantity. What do they put on their billboard? Well, you know, over 100 million, you know, people served.
Okay. Right.
It
yeah.
says number of people served. It didn't say, you know, over 100 million taste buds got happy or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So in that sense, best is measured by numbers, by number of people serve.
Right.
You know, on some level, with minimal regard, I didn't say no regard, but with minimal regard to quality. Now there's other things where, like, for instance, let's take something like, for instance, the Mona Lisa. Okay.
Okay.
One of the greatest, you know, paintings ever. Okay. So with that, you know, and so it's one of the greatest. So let's call it the best for the sake of discussion, even though I can't believe I said the word. That's one painting that is worth, I just looked it up this weekend. It's worth about $100 million or something like that.
Okay.
I know that's pocket change for you, but for guys like me, that's a lot of money. Okay. But,
right.
But here's the thing. You know, that's the best number. That's one painting, $100 million. Well, let's just take the Marvel comic strip, okay? I fail to see that is any of the best cartoon characters ever made or anything like that. But when I checked this weekend, that's a billion with a B, like capital B. That's $1 billion worth of revenue. Billions of dollars worth of revenue. Why? Because that's measured in quantity. That's quantity measured. So really the big thing that you have to decide when you're trying to become successful and do whatever it takes to become successful, you have to decide, is your success going to be measured based on quality or quantity? So that has to be decided when you're deciding what success is going to look like.
Right. But I think also that's a great point. But I think also, I mean, it depends on what your goal is, right? So
absolutely. So if you want to have the best painting, then you better be like, you better be scrutinizing over every last stroke. And so you got to hit it right that time. That is the definition of best, because you have top quality. It's kind of like the difference between a Rolls Royce and a Chevy. So
right.
I don't know about where you live. I think where you live, this may not be the case. But at least where I live, I don't see Rolls Royces that much. Okay.
Right.
So even though that is arguably the best car on the planet, it's best based on quality, not quantity. So if your goal is to have the best moving automobile, you're looking for the Rolls Royce. If your goal is to have the most inventory sold, look at Chevys and Toyotas.
Gotcha. But I guess I want to go back to the question here. So it's, why are some people so successful, Dr. Rob? Is it because you're saying there's two ways? It's either they are producing the best quality of work or product or service, or because they are selling the most quantity. Well, is that why some people are so successful? Is that what it is?
Well, I think what happens is with people who are successful is they know what the success looks like in the sense,
okay.
And what I mean by that is, again, what is success? They know that for their product or service, is their aim at number one, or is their aim to be, you know, now when I say number one, that's not inherently number one in the world. It could be number one in their community or their marketplace or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Or you know, and number one, again, is it the top quality or is it units moved? And so
right.
and so they know, okay, if focusing on units is most important to them, then they know, okay, then the quality of then they're not going to sit around and sweat over product quality, except to a certain standard. So kind of like a McDonald's hamburger, it's minimal quality. Nothing
okay.
against McDonald's, great company. but again, you are putting your, you need to know where to put your focuses.
Okay.
So, is it on the quality or is it, or is it focusing on the customer? You know, the experience, to get the most number of widgets, whatever the case may be. So you have to kind of know which one you're kind of focusing on.
Okay.
And I've seen plenty of times where people, they're like, where they're like, oh, I got to make this whatever it is. It's got to be awesome. It's got to be the best. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. And really, the marketplace doesn't give a rip if it's the best. They, you know, for instance, the car I'm driving now, I swear to you, it is not the best car on the road. But it is moving, and it, number one to me, and it's not in the shop, so it's great. So,
right.
So you need to make sure you focus on what the stuff that is the most important part of being successful is for what you're trying to do. Again, the fourth grade teacher, getting high test scores and a lot of A's means a lot to her.
Right. I see. So I guess it's really just a matter, like you said, of focusing on that. So I guess the people who are so successful, you're saying it's because they were able to discover that, right?
Well, yeah. And so they've discovered it, and they focus on what is really important on obtaining that level of success. So and when we say so successful, again, we need to know, how is success defined? How is success defined? What is considered, top dog in that marketplace?
Okay.
So if you have a person who is a successful business person, that person knows what their marketplace is in search of.
Okay, that makes sense. Yep, I understand.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I kind of see so successful is in that kind of context.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that. That makes sense. That's a very business perspective. Usually, give us more of the academic side, but this is great. I appreciate this insight here.
And the reality is, it's a business perspective, but all business is the psychology of human economics. That's really what business is. Because
that's true.
What is going to drive a person to your business? What is the thing that resonates with them? That's really what business is.
That's true.
Is figuring out how you can get people to spend money on your product or service. So
right.
Business and psychology are really kissing cousins with each other if you really think
right.
about it.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's great. And marketing too. Marketing is a big one too. You got to agree to that, right?
Oh yeah. That's all part of, running a business is really, it's a lot of psychology. Finance, mm-hmm. business. The reason why businesses are successful is because they tap into a particular need in a particular marketplace.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the successful businesses find that, and they do tons of market research to determine that. What is that pressure point in each particular marketplace? So for instance, a customer that needs to go to Walmart, that is a particular pressure point. They want basically a product, or they want a product that's not very expensive, and they want a lot of one-stop shop. Okay.
Right.
They ain't looking for the best.
Right.
They're not looking for it. They're looking for maybe something above minimally viable at a low price.
Right.
Okay. But someone who is going to, I don't know, Tiffany and Company.
Yes.
they're looking for one particular type of product. They are looking for top quality. People don't go into Tiffany and Company that often. Well, maybe you do, but I don't. I'll be honest. I don't even know where one is located.
I can show you where they are. No problem.
Okay. All right. That's good. You, all you got to do is show me your wrists and everything, and I'll see them all there. But like me, I don't go to places like that. So
right.
So essentially, you are looking for top quality.
Right. Well, I think one thing I just want to add also, Dr. Rob, is that I think it's important to note how important marketing is, because, you know, to your point, the Mona Lisa, it's one of the greatest paintings. But if no one knew about it, if there wasn't that marketing, right, if there's no one knows about your great product, then you will not be successful. So, you know, it's been my experience, really, that marketing plays the biggest, driving force in terms of you being successful in business.
Absolutely. So something like that is marketing, is creating a certain sense of awareness,
right,
of a particular, product, service, entity, whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
So because you need to create that level of awareness. One of the things is, the former basketball player, Michael Jordan, one of the things that he made sure to study when he was in college was marketing, because he wanted to be, and because there's a lot of great basketball players out there, but the thing is, if an individual wants to create, a certain level of income, aside from, putting the ball in the hoop, well, then you have to create a certain level of awareness through marketing. Because if nobody knows about you, I mean, if you're the top basketball player, but you're playing in a cornfield, it doesn't matter, because no one knows.
Exactly.
No one knows where you are.
Exactly.
And like I said, I mean, like for me and Tiffany and Company, I have no idea where they are. I don't go to those places, but I'm not in the market for that stuff right now. So, you have to create it. And, for certain niche markets, you have to make sure to tap into where those people are looking for that product or service. So if you're talking about, for instance, if you're trying to sell a service for childcare services, then you need to advertise in things like parenting magazines and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because that's where those people are going to be going and looking. Don't put that in, Popular Mechanics magazine or the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. It's not gonna help that marketplace.
Right. Good. Okay, so just to sort of recap, so what you're saying is that first you need to define what success is, whether it's to be the best or to sell the most, for an example. Be able to, gain that brand awareness. Marketing is really key, and that's kind of what I heard from this. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. And remember, best, it can be a four-letter word.
That's right.
With that term.
Yes, I will not forget best. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rob, for all of your amazing insights, as always.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, so where can our listeners find you again?
Well, you can find me at drrobpsychevals.com, drrobpsychevals.com.
Great. And they can also tune in every Tuesday morning for more of Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. Please subscribe to Michelle Nasser's show. And remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.